sent today, so we will open the public hearing on Senate Bill 599A. We don't have a quorum yet to work it, but we can hold the hearing at least, and hopefully more will show up. We have two witnesses signed up to testify on this bill, Gary Lynch and Amy Joyce.
Actually, I didn't get a chance to.
And Rich Angster.
And Rich Angster.
That's a nice relating clause, though. Boy.
Here, do you want me to just go?
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Chair, my name's Rich Angstrom. I'm the president of the Oregon Concrete and Aggregate Producers Association. This bill is a product of ODOT, OCAPA, and DOGAMI's work on some rules where we realized last session that we had tightened up a restriction on ODOT and other local government agencies as far as road construction. And the change that we made last session is we rewrote 517. We deleted this section that was similar to this one. And what it did was, where the current law is at this moment, is that ODOT, when they're building a road within a right-of-way, they're actually, you know, removing aggregates and pushing things around, they would have to get a DOGAMI mine land reclamation permit for that. Of course, the reclamation would be the road, and it didn't make any sense. What we were trying to accomplish was prevent ODOT and others from having borrow pits and things of that nature for the road construction, and there was an agreement that, you know, those materials would be coming from the private sector, and this was a way of kind of curtailing that. So we had written I actually wrote the first line of amendments to this bill, and with the agreement, we all agreed, ODOT, DOGAMI, and OCAPA, that we had hit the language. On the House side, it was brought up, and I'm not sure the source, that there was a problem with the language, and so it was corrected sometime in the same proximity when we testified in favor of the bill. And I'm going to fall on my sword here because I thought all was good on something simple like this. But the current language that came over from the Senate is something that the industry would not agree to, and specifically pointing to the words on or adjacent to the right-of-way. The issue isn't the on. The issue is adjacent to. So what ODOT can do is adjacent to the right-of-way, they could have borrow pits and other kinds of things to get the aggregate resources out. And the original language we had confined it within the right-of-way. And I apologize for not catching this before this. This is not ODOT or DOGAMI's problem. This was mine for a simple amendment on a simple correction and not reading what came out of the Senate after we agreed to things until today. And so what I would ask is we need to make basically a one or a two-word change here and bring this back. And that would be either within, remove those two words and put within, or just on a right-of-way. I think within is probably the appropriate word in that case. So it's, say, within the road right-of-way. Industry would have an issue with the word adjacent because it opens the door up for basically mining outside of the right-of-way.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Gary Lynch. excuse me. I'm the Assistant Director of the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. Certainly the intent was fine here. I didn't see it. It was clearly, it's a bill to correct a drafting error that came out of Senate Bill 149 last session. By the time the state agency saw the drafting error, it was too late for us to submit a bill, so we worked ODOT and OCAPA together to fix this, and it appears we've made one very small error that is very important to the bill. I don't know the best way to fix this, but I would agree that it would be clear if we just said on or within the right-of-way.
Is there any disagreement with that proposed fix?
Chair Garrett, members of the committee, Amy Joyce, Department of Transportation. Mr. Angstrom just called this to my attention in the last 5 minutes or so, and unfortunately I'm not an aggregate expert for the department. I'd have to take it back to my folks and ask them. I can't say whether there's any problem with that or not. I'm not trying to hang anybody up. It's just I'm not the expert in this area, so I'd have to check with my folks.
If I might, is you have access to Russ Frost, who is who you would rely on. Mr. Chair, are you getting at maybe just doing a quick amendment on this and sending it down and still moving it with the with that amendment in place?
No, I wasn't suggesting that. Okay. I just wanted to know if there would be any difficulty with the language, but I understand that it may need some further discussion. So I guess if committee members have questions, or Representative Clem had a comment.
What's the path for this bill from here? No, it didn't go to Ways and Means.
No, it would go to the floor.
So, follow-up? It seems like it actually is a policy issue that's embodied in those words, and it sounded like it had something to do with whether we're having a state agency do some mining to supply their own needs versus an agreement to get it from the private sector, basically. And that, you know, brings up the whole contracting out issue that's in general when in these things. So regardless of what agreements were made before, I am interested in understanding what the department ends up saying, because I don't know that I understand the dynamics of you getting some rock yourself slightly out of the right-of-way versus the cost. But that's a Ways and Means issue. If it's enormously different, if it's not that different, then, you know, I don't have a huge problem going to the floor with it. But yeah, I assume this doesn't have a fiscal, partially because it. And I was fine with the bill. It's just now that we're talking different things, I want to understand better what this contracting out of the aggregate production is.
Mr. Lynch.
Again, Gary Lynch. To put this into perspective, this was clearly a drafting error, and the reason I say that is I even testified last session on 149 that 149 would not require ODOT to get a permit when they were working with their own right-of-way, that always had been an exception that made sense, because that otherwise that material would have to be hauled off long ways, mm-hmm. or they'd have to buy new rock when they had the available rock right there. So it was so simple that maybe I didn't catch it, obviously, and somewhat embarrassed about that. But this is really straightforward. The fiscal, actually, by accepting the amendment as proposed draft, means there's less work, not more work required, so it'd be an anti-fiscal of some sort. But it clearly was just to preserve what we all agreed was working well, and the drafting era upset that only in that it said that now they would have to get a permit, and that would have a huge physical to ODOT if we didn't make this correction.
Representative Esquivel.
Yes, to the representative of ODOT, you personally or your department personally at this point does not go outside of the right-of-way and to aggregate anyway, do they?
Chair Garrett, Representative Esquivel, we follow the law is what I would say. That's what I can say in response to your question.
Does that mean you don't know?
That means I'm not the aggregate expert, and
go.
I can get an answer for you, Representative.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You bet.
Mr. Chair, Representative Clem, ODOT has a lot of sites. In fact, I think their numbers are around 300 sites, give or take some number there in the state, and they often mine those for road construction purposes. What this exempts them from is having to have a reclamation plan associated with that, and because ODOT with those sites tends to compete with industry, it evens the playing field. So what it does is it makes a more fair decision making. First off, the public policy is that all mines should be reclaimed, whether they're state, local government, or whoever. So, I mean, that's the policy. But the way the law was before, that wasn't the case. And so what we were working on is when ODOT is mining, that they have to play by the same rules the industry does, which is they got to get a reclamation plan and they got to think it through and you know, protect the environment, protect you know, water flow coming off the sites and all the other kinds of things that go along with the reclamation permit. And that has a cost, yes, but it evens the playing field between ODOT and the industry. So that kind of answers both of your questions a little bit.
Yes, Representative Clinton.
Just to make sure I understand, the exemption from getting the reclamation plan is what we're trying to do in this bill, and we're saying that if it's in or on the right-of-way, that people are supportive of exempting from the reclamation plan. If it's adjacent, we're not supportive of that because they would that would have an unlevel playing field. Does that sound?
Mr. Chair, Representative Clem, I think that's
the problem with adjacent being it's kind of limitless. You could have a huge parcel of okay, I understand. Are there any further questions for the panel?
I'd like to hear back from ODOT. I'd like to hear out of their mouths that there's no fiscal, and I would like to hear back their opinions on them.
Chair Garrett, representatives, I'll certainly answer those questions.
So I gather you'll be talking to each other and come back to us.
Yeah, and I would, Mr. Chair, I would like to just stress, this was my issue and not ODOT's for not catching this and working out ahead of time, and I take responsibility here.
We understand. All right. Thank you. That's all for this bill. So we will close the public hearing. That is the only business on our agenda today. So in a little more than 6 minutes, Representative, we are adjourned.
Next time, don't call.